Coach Bill O'Brien with us at the Scouting Combine. Coach, how's it going?
Good, guys. Good to see you again. Been a while.
It's been a while. We saw you at the airport and stuff like that. But
saw you at the baggage claim.
Yes. So this part of the process, you know, it's year four in this way for you, being at the Combine, evaluating players, getting ready for a draft. What's this year like for you versus other years, say?
There's some common themes every year. You know, I think the two factors or the two areas that you're able to gain the most information from are the interviews at night and the medical information. You know, the physicals, it's a very thorough physical that each player goes through. The on-field drills, some of them, some positions are really good. Some of the positions, I don't know, you know, how much I get out of watching offensive lineman down block on another offensive lineman and things like that. But I think the signs of athleticism and the things that we look for in certain drills is really good. But I think the two main areas are the interviews at night and the medical area. That's where you get a lot of information.
Coach, I don't know if we've had a chance to talk to you since there have been some changes on your coaching staff. I know continuity is a big thing for you, but you had to make some changes. Mike Vrabel moves to D.C., but you're able to keep Rack around. How important was it to keep Rack alongside Mike going into his first year as defensive coordinator?
Yeah, that was very important. You know, I think that Rack is just a hugely valuable part of our coaching staff, our organization. You know, he brings a great amount of wisdom from his years in the league, his experience in the league. He's done a great job with our defense. You know, he's obviously in the twilight of his coaching career. He's not at the beginning. Mike's kind of at the beginning.
Right.
And so I think it was a good transition. And Romeo's going to do a lot of things that helps me. He's going to do a lot of head coaching type things from a kind of a bigger perspective than just defense. And then obviously I think Mike's ready to be the defensive coordinator. So we didn't have to recruit Romeo to stay. It was just more of a conversation. We had talked about it a couple of times, and he luckily agreed to stay and be the assistant head coach and still really be involved in defense, but be involved in all aspects of the program.
Yeah. What's it like to not be around your players right now, especially considering you want to get so much better in so many different ways, and you're a coach, you like to direct them and so forth, or are you welcoming this time of just evaluating, looking at tape?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, one of the things that I'm not complaining, I really don't want to come off as complaining, but I think one of the things that happened to this league in 2011 was not necessarily a great thing. When they took time away from the coaches working with the players, that wasn't a great thing. I think that coaching is about coaching a player, your relationship with a player, and how can you figure out how to get this guy to play at his best all the time and be at his best all the time. And we're away from these guys for, you know, really almost 3 months. We don't get them back till April 17th. So, you know, we can check in on them, but we can't really talk to them about football.
Right.
We can have contact with them, but we can't talk about football. So it's kind of an interesting deal. So we're just trying to do our job, get better as coaches. We know that they're trying to do their job, get better as players. And then when we come together on April 17th, we'll have to kick it into high gear.
And I know you said you want to get better at the most important position on the team. And you probably have a lot of different pathways to do that right now. But you really might not even know which one you're going to take, right, based on certain things happening.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, every season's different. Every offseason's different. I think that we're kind of early in this offseason, you know, just starting the draft process. And you know, the free agency process is about to begin, and so we're evaluating everything. We've evaluated our own team. We know where we need to get better, not just at the quarterback position, but at every position. And I think we're in the early stages of all that, and I think we'll still be working on that on April 17th. You know, we'll still be competing and trying to figure out you know what our team is all about on April 17th. But it's pretty early right now to really say what exactly it is.
Coach, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.